Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And this afternoon, we're going to be featuring throughout the show some music from the great drummer Buddy Rich. Also, some music from one of the great jazz keyboardists to come out of England over the past 30 years, Brian Auger, and his Oblivion Express. Also have some music from Don Braden, who will be appearing at the National Library this afternoon. That's coming up in just a few minutes. And starting off, we have some music from Brazilian vocalist Joyce Astronauta from her album Songs of Ellis, and a beautiful recording of the classic composition Brazil. And this one features someone who opened up the Ottawa International Jazz Festival this year. Joe Lovano is on tenor sax, Mulgrew Miller on piano, Rodolfo Stroder on bass, Tuddy Moreno on drums, and Gelo is on percussion. And here again is the music of vocalist Joyce Astronauta on this edition of In Transition.
Onde a lua vem brincar.
Music from Joyce Astronauta from her album entitled Songs of Ellis, and we heard Brazil. I'll be playing more from this release a little later on in the show. Actually, one of the featured vocalists this afternoon at the Ottawa Jazz Festival, Rini Rosnes, also appears on this album. And speaking of Rini, she'll be appearing with Don Braden at 4 p.m. at the National Gallery, a new venue this year for the Ottawa Jazz Festival. And I can tell you, from attending yesterday, it's a very, very appealing sight to listen to music. I listened to a wonderful violinist out of Israel yesterday that just knocked people for a loop. I'm telling you, this woman was just absolutely incredible. Mary Ben-Eri is her name. I believe she's in her early 20s, but I can tell you one thing. She certainly has a bright future in jazz. The address for the National Library of Canada is 395 Wellington, and you can get there by bus or you can walk down. It's fairly close. And like I said before, this afternoon at 4 p.m., Don Braden will be appearing. Now, one of the new things that the Jazz Festival is doing this year, which I think is quite interesting, is before the concert actually begins, there is a 15 to 20-minute interview with the featured artist. And again, you might want to head down. The tickets are $10 if you have a pass. If you don't have a pass, tickets are $15. And if you're a student with a student ID, the tickets are only $5. And featured in Don Braden's quartet, we have Cecil Brooks on drums, Sean Conley on bass, and Rini Rosnes on piano. This recording that I'm going to play for you, entitled Organic, features David Newman on tenor sax, Jack McDuff on Hammond organ, Larry Goldings also on Hammond organ, the great trumpet player Tom Harold, Russell Malone on guitar, Cecil Brooks III on drums, Winard Harper on drums as well, and Leon Parker on percussion. So I can tell you that Don has an all-star cast backing up him up on this recording. And we're going to listen to the great Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein's composition, It Might As Well Be Spring. This is music from Don Braden, who will be appearing this afternoon at the National Library at 4 p.m.
Thank you.
recorded in September of 1966 at the Shea Club in Hollywood, California. That was Buddy Rich and his big band with a composition written by Oliver Nelson and the great King Curtis entitled More Soul. And before that, we heard Don Braden with It Might As Well Be Spring. And just another reminder that Don Braden will be appearing at the National Library of Canada this afternoon at 4 p.m., a show not to be missed and one that should be very exciting. Well, over the past 12 years that I've been doing this radio show, I don't remember ever playing this next artist, and I think it's long overdue. His name is Brian Auger, and Brian has been a favorite of mine since the early 70s, and I think it's time to pay the man respect and listen to some of the great music that this man has recorded over the years. We're going to listen to his version of a Wes Montgomery composition entitled Bumpin' on Sunset. And this was recorded in 1974 at the famed Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California. And it featured Brian on organ, electric piano, and backing vocals, Alex Liegertwood on lead vocals and percussion, Barry Dean on bass, Jack Mills on guitar, and Stefan Ferron on drums. Right after that, we're going to fast forward to the year 2000, 26 years later, and Brian Auger's Oblivion Express have just released a beautiful, beautiful recording entitled Voices of Other Times, and I hope to be playing this quite often over the next few weeks. Again, if you want to check out his website, it's www.brianauger.com, and Auger is spelled A-U-G-E-R, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Victor's Delight. I'm also going to be playing some other compositions this afternoon from this release, but right now, let's go back to 1974 and listen to what Brian Auger was doing with Wes Montgomery's composition, Bumpin' on Sunset. Thank you.
Thank you.
Imagine 26 years later and Brian Auger is still swinging. That was Brian Auger's Oblivion Express with Victor's Delight. And before that, we heard Brian Auger from 1974, the Whiskey A Go-Go in California with Bumpin' on Sunset. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, another highlight tonight at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival takes place in Confederation Park at 8:30, and that's none other than Canada's own Jane Bonnette. And this evening, she'll be playing many, many Cuban pieces of hers that she's recorded over the years. And hopefully she'll play something from a beautiful album that she did with the late Don Pullen. It's entitled New York Duets. And we're going to listen to their version of Make Someone Happy, and then a composition from Jane's entitled Nice Work. This is music from Jane Bonnette on In Transition. That was music from Jane Barnett with the great Don Pullen on piano. And I can remember many performances that Don Pullen gave over the years that were just beautiful to watch and beautiful to listen to as well. Jane Barnett on saxes and flute throughout this, this CD. And we just heard a composition from Jane entitled Nice Work. and before that, Make Someone Happy. Right now, I'd like to play for you some more music from the great Buddy Rich, and this is from an album that I picked up. I must have been about 11 or 12 years old at the time. It was in the early 70s, and I was just blown away right away by it. It's a compilation album featuring some of his memorable 60s recordings, and we're going to listen to four of them right now, starting off with Big Swing Face, which was recorded live at the Shea in Hollywood, California, followed up by Willow Crest, which is a composition written by Bob Florence. Then we're going to follow that up with, a beautiful version of Alfie from Buddy's classic album, Live at Caesar's Palace. I can't say enough about that album. Mexicali Nose follows that up with, that's a composition from Harry Betts, again from the Live at the Shea recording. And if we have time a little later on, I'll be playing some more recordings from this album. But let's get started with those four tracks. This is music from Buddy Rich and his big band on CHUO.
Thank you.
The great drummer Buddy Rich from 1966, and that was Mexicali Nose, a song written by Harry Betts and also arranged by Harry, featuring a great solo there on tenor sax from Jay Corey. That song actually sounded like a theme song to a police drama TV show from the late 60s, early 70s. It certainly had all the makings of it. Before that, Burt Bacharach and Hal David's composition, Alfie, and a composition arranged by Don Piestra, featuring a beautiful solo from the great alto sax player Art Pepper. And one of the things to keep in mind, Buddy Rich during this period had very, very interesting musicians in his band, including John Bunch, Don Menza, and a whole lot more, some great arrangers as well. Willowcrest before that, a composition from Bob Florence, featuring solos from Chuck Finley on trumpet and Jay Corey on tenor sax. And we started off with Big Swing Face, a composition from Bill Potts, also arranged by Bill, featuring Ray Starling on piano, taking a solo, Ernie Watts taking a solo on alto sax, and the great trumpet player Bobby Shue as well. My name is Randy McKelligan, and we're listening to some music from Buddy Rich, and I think that'll do it for Buddy this afternoon. But right now, we're going to listen to some more music from this beautiful vocalist out of Brazil. Her name is Joyce Astronauta. This is her album, Songs of Ellis. This composition we're going to hear now is a classic from the pen of Antonio Carlos Jobim. It's entitled Waters of March, and it features vocals from Dori Kayami, as well as Joyce. We've got Rodolfo Stroder on bass. Rini Rosnes is on piano, and of course, Rini will be performing this afternoon as part of the group that Don Braden is bringing into town for the Ottawa Jazz Festival, and that's at 4 p.m. at the National Library of Canada. Tudy Moreno is on drums, and let's listen to some more music from this beautiful voice, Joyce Astronauta, with The Waters of March.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. The rust of a stump, a little alone. A sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun. It is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun. The oak when it blooms,
a fox in the brush.
The knot in the wood,
the song of a thrush.
The wood of the wind,
a cliff, a fall.
A scratch, a lump, it is nothing at all.
It's the wind blowing free, it's the end of the slope.
It's a beam, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of the strain, it's the joy in your heart. The foot, the ground,
the flesh and the bone.
The beat of the road, a slingshot stone.
A fish, a flash, a silvery glow.
A fight, a bat, the range of a bow.
The bed of the well, the end of the line.
The dismay in the face, it's a loss, it's a fine.
A spear, a spine.
A point, a nail.
A drip,
a drop,
the end of the tale.
A truckload of bricks in the soft morning light.
The shot of a gun in the dead of the night.
A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump.
It's a girl, it's a rhyme, it's a cold, it's the mumps.
The plan of the house, the body in bed, and the car that got stuck.
It's the mud, it's the mud.
A float, a drift.
A flight, a wing.
A hawk, a quail.
The promise of spring.
And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life. It's the joy in your heart. It is Joe.
It's a thorn in your hand.
A cut in your toe.
A point, a grain.
A bee, a bite.
A blink, a buzzer.
Sudden stroke of night.
A pin.
A needle.
A sting.
A pain.
A snail.
A riddle.
A wasp.
A stain. A pass in the mountains. A horse and a mule. In the distance, the shells roll three shadows of blue.
And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life in your heart, in your heart.
A stick,
a stone.
The end of the load.
The rest of a stone.
A lonesome road.
A sliver of glass.
A life the sun.
A night the dead.
The end of the run. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March.
It's the end of all strength.
It's the joy in your heart.
The NCRA, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, has just awarded CHU another Broadcast Award of Excellence for involvement in the community. Most notably, the NCRA has recognized CHU's charitable contributions to community organizations during this year's funding drive, where CHO donated some of its funds to four organizations. CHO has won the NCRA Broadcast Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. On behalf of everyone here at CHO, thank you.
CHO 89.1 FM.
Deutsches aus Ottawa, 90 minutes of entertainment in German on CHUO Radio 89 FM. The program includes eclectic German music, the event calendar, Major League Soccer results, plus tidbits of useless information, and more with me, host Oswin Lohr, Sundays at 3 p.m. Deutsches aus Ottawa.
We just heard some music from Don Braden, who will be appearing this afternoon, actually in about an hour and a half, at the National Library of Canada over on Wellington, a must-see during the Ottawa International Jazz Festival. We just heard Saving All My Love for You. That was a huge hit for Whitney Houston a few years ago. And before that, we heard a composition from Eddie DeLange and Irving Mills entitled Moonglow. These recordings that I'm playing for you by Don Braden are from his album entitled Organic, and they're released on the, I believe, the Sony label. And you might want to check out this album. It's actually quite good. In fact, the version of Moonglow that we just listened to featured a beautiful duet between Russell Malone on guitar and, of course, Don Braden on tenor sax. We're going to go for one more track from this album, and this one is written by brother Jack McDuff. It's entitled Walkin' the Dog. And then after that, we're going to listen to a new release from Lou Soloff. It's entitled Lou Soloff and Company, and the album is entitled Rainbow Mountain. And we're going to hear the classic from Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. I'm not quite sure what that sounds like, but we'll give a listen to that. And then we'll listen to the late organist Charles Erland from his album The Almighty Burner and his version of Milestones. But before we get to all that, here's Don Braden one more time with Walkin' the Dog.
We'll be right back.
Well, there you have it. There you have it, music from Charles Erland from a beautiful album entitled The Almighty Burner. And I miss Charles dearly. He was a great musician for many, many years. And we just heard a composition entitled Tackhead. And before that, Milestones, again from an album entitled The Almighty Burner. And it's on the 32 Jazz label. Well, I'm about to head on down to the Ottawa International Jazz Festival to catch Don Braden. I hope I see you there. In the meantime, have a great week. Have a good time at the festival. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next Sunday with another edition of In Transition. Bye for now.